Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. President Biden is calling out the atrocities in Israel, where more than 1,000 people have been killed, including 14 Americans. He also confirms Americans have been taken hostage. CBS's Stacey Lynn has the latest from Washington.
We must be crystal clear. We stand with Israel.
The president did not mince words.
This was an act of sheer evil.
His remarks came after the Palestinian group launched its bloody, unprecedented attack.
There is no place for hate in America. We reject. What we reject is terrorism.
And Mr. Biden with a warning.
To any country, any organization, anyone thinking of taking advantage of this situation, I have one word. Don't.
And it gets worse. CBS's Holly Williams is in Israel now with a gruesome discovery.
Israel's body retrieval group confirmed to CBS News that they have discovered beheaded babies and children in the Kfar Aza kibbutz in southern Israel. Some of those small farming communities were the worst hit by Hamas militants.
Families have been torn apart.
My son, Sagi, who grew up on the kibbutz, Sagi Dekel Chen, he's an arm length away in Gaza, evidently, but couldn't be farther from me and our family right now.
But CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb reports Israel isn't letting up.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is facing huge criticism around the world for what he has decided to do, which is essentially cut Gaza off from water, electricity, and from fuel. And so the situation there is dire.
Hundreds of Palestinians have also died. The House has to work fast to find a new speaker to get more support to Israel. CBS's Naomi Ruckham is on Capitol Hill.
The two leading prospects are Representatives Steve Scalise and Jim Jordan. And both are putting pressure on their party to come together quickly, given the war between American ally Israel and terrorist group Hamas.
We've got to get back on track. This is a dangerous world right now.
We need to give Israel the time, the space, the resources so that they can win and win decisively.
GOP leaders will meet with those candidates today. A police officer in Atlanta could face murder charges.
Atlanta police officer Kieran Kimbrough has been fired after he tased a man during a traffic stop who later died. State investigators ruled the August death of 62-year-old Johnny Hallman Sr. a homicide. The church deacon was shocked with a stun gun when he refused to sign a citation after a minor traffic accident. He died at an Atlanta hospital. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
On Wall Street, the Dow's up more than 100 points. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, October 11th. In Wood County, the City of Wisconsin Rapids Police and Fire Commission public meeting will take place at 7:30 a.m. in the first floor conference room at City Hall. The Waterworks and Lighting Commission will hold a special commission meeting at 9:30 a.m. to discuss the 2024 budget. They will have their regular meeting at 1. The Wisconsin Rapids Wastewater Treatment Commission will meet at 1:30 in the Treatment Plant Conference Room. The McMillan Memorial Library Finance Committee public meeting will be held at 4 in the McCourt Conference Room. Their Building and Grounds Committee will meet at 5 in the same room. The South Central Library System Board of Trustees will meet at 9:30 a.m. in Madison. In Adams County, the Public Safety and Judiciary Committee will meet from 9 to 11 at the Adams County Courthouse. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with highs around 52. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 38 tonight. Overcast skies, mainly cloudy, tomorrow 58. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday and Friday. Mid-50s Thursday, low 50s by Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this October 10th, 2023. In part two today, we're going to talk real estate. It's Let's Talk Real Estate with Lindsay Scheider, Director of Business and Real Estate Professional with Coldwell Banker Seat Realtors. Right now in studio with us, our good friend Lacey Ayling, Events and Engagement Director with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Lacey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's good to see you. How you been?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. I know we got a lot to cover today. I know how busy you guys are. I talk about this for us here at WFHR. As soon as October hits, it's go time. We're busy until at least the first of the year.
Absolutely.
And then I think about what you guys do. You're like, okay, yeah, it's a little like that whole hold my beer thing. It's a little like you guys just are the hold my beer people. Like, you are so busy over there. You got a lot of fun events.
It'll definitely be like a kind of something for everyone.
Yeah.
So it's great.
And I like where we're starting things off. Off the Clock is one of our favorite events to talk about.
Yes. So that is going to be next Monday, the 16th, at the YMCA, the new center on 601 West Grand Ave. There's going to be appetizers. It's from 4 to 6. There's also be raffle prizes. We'll do a 50-50. We're hoping that we can get some tours, get to see the space, maybe walk around, see the pool, check out some fun things that they have to offer if you're looking into a membership there.
Have you guys done an Off the Clock or an event like this with the Y before?
We have not done anything with the Y yet. So we are very excited. I mean, even though they had a soft opening during COVID, now they're, you know, everyone's back in full swing. There's a lot of people, especially with it getting to be colder out. Mm-hmm. It's harder to exercise outside. So definitely a great opportunity to go in there and, you know, check everything out that they have to offer.
As a kid growing up in Chicago, I've seen a lot of buildings go up. And I'm telling you, that building could go right in downtown Chicago and nobody would blink an eye.
Absolutely. Yeah. Myron did a wonderful job.
It is a beautiful building. And it's just sitting there. And it is well attended. They've got really good, a lot of good attendance mm-hmm. there and everything. But it could always be better.
Yes.
And the way we keep our Y and the way we keep a lot of these programs at the Y is by attending these kind of events and learning a little bit more about your Y. Especially if you haven't been in there before. Because I almost guarantee, you step foot in that Y, you're going to start taking mm-hmm. some classes. It won't be the last time you walk in there.
You'll be back for sure. Yeah. It's a great networking opportunity with businesses. If you're looking to get your name out there, meet some other people, and just definitely come out, bring the family and have a great time.
And it's a free event.
Yes, absolutely.
Keep that in mind as well, everybody. I know we got some other big events coming up too this month. Lindsay, where do you want to go? Lacey, where do you want to go next?
We can go to Fall Legislative Breakfast.
Yeah. Yeah. Big one. Big, yes. big event.
We are very, very excited. We only have 5 more spots left. They've been filling up very quickly. We definitely want everyone to come out. It's going to be Friday, October 20th. So you'll be able to hear an update from legislators and local community officials. We have right now, obviously this is going to hopefully will grow and get some more, but we've got Senator Scott Teston, Representative Scott Krug, Representative Donna Rosar, the mayor of Marshfield, as well as we have Representative Katrina Shanklin. And then this is sponsored by Enbridge, Findorf, obviously your lovely selves.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've also, we partnered with the Marshfield Chamber of Commerce because we do service that area as well. So mm-hmm. we're excited to have the mayor come. They were definitely very honored to even be asked. So
She's great. Looking forward to her being a part of this as well. And certainly we We know very well Representative Scott Krug and Senator Teston. They join us once a month. Really appreciate them. One of the things that I appreciate so much about both of them is their transparency and their ability to. It doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. If you want to talk to them, they'll listen. And they're there to listen.
Absolutely.
An event like this, I always like to remind people too, and I hate that I have to do this, but this is an adult conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Act like an adult.
Absolutely.
Use your inside voice. Talk to each other with respect, and that's how we can keep these kind of things going.
Absolutely.
This is not one of those events where you go to it and you just start barking and bark. That's what internet's for.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and do that on your social media accounts and everything. This is a very cool event that we're fortunate to have. In this day and age, it's so vital to be able to have these opportunities of no middleman.
Mm-hmm.
You have a question for one of these people, you're asking them directly.
Yes,
you're looking
you
them right
ear.
In the eye. Yes. That is a gift right there to be able to do that. Appreciate every one of these people taking the time out to be able to be a part of this. We appreciate being a part of this. Our own head of news around here, Melissa Kay, will be down there. I believe Pam is going with her, so that's fantastic. And we'll be a part of the event. We're looking forward to it. And I appreciate you guys hosting this.
Yes, we're very excited. And then obviously we're having that at Mid-State. There is a $35 fee, and then you can register no later than the 16th if we don't sell out by then. And then you can click or scan the QR code to register. We're trying to update things a little bit, make it a little bit more, get the younger crowd involved, and they definitely are really, really good at that stuff. And then also, if you are struggling and you need some help, just come to the office. We would be more than happy to help you register there or give us a call.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Just one more side question is, are you looking, do you have an opening still for anybody else that possibly might be coming, or are you kind of set list?
Yes, we have. So we're hoping to get, we have five more spots left. So we're hoping to fill those. I would say we probably, yesterday when I was preparing for radio, we had 10 spots.
Okay.
So five more just yesterday registered. So
nice.
I know some people like to wait till the last minute, see who's there. But yeah, definitely come out. We're going to have lovely breakfast there. So it's definitely going to be a fun time.
As far as speakers go, is that list set?
Yes.
Okay.
So, yep.
Okay. Yeah, good to know. Good to know. Great list. You got a great list there. So I was just going to throw my hat in the ring if you needed one more person. Not that I'm a representative or anything, but I could talk.
I think you would be a great, wonderful option for an MC, though.
No problem.
You'd be good at that. Yeah.
Anytime. I'm at your guys' beck and call anytime.
You just, now I'm thinking.
Oh, boy. I walked just, into something there.
I have some ideas.
Anytime. Lacey, I love another one that you guys got coming up, not just because I love coffee so much, but coffee with the Chamber is another one of those fun events you guys host.
Yes, we are very excited. We love, especially when the topics are things that can improve. Even if it's a younger person that's just starting out, wanting to work on polishing themselves, or someone that maybe is older and wants to kind of throw their hat in the ring with kind of updating things that they've done. Like, I know they say that you can't teach an old dog new tricks, but you can absolutely try. So I would say if you want to register for that one, it is free for your chamber member, and it's going to be at the chamber. So you can tune in virtually, but we'd love to have you come down and check out the boardroom too.
As a quick side note, I will say, as an old dog, You can teach an old dog new. The dog just has to want to learn.
Yes.
If the dog wants to learn, you can teach an old dog new tricks.
Got to keep their attention.
I'm living proof.
Yes.
Squirrel.
I don't know if you're old dog.
We have a great speaker for this one too.
Yes, Scott Dietz.
Yeah.
So he's definitely very well known. He works with a lot of businesses. Works with the government, and he's wonderful at just making sure that you can advocate for yourself in a way that people are receptive to hearing. So I think that's great. I already signed up to go to it.
Right on.
I was like, I want to go to this because I mean, we do a lot of presentations, and understanding how to keep people's attention, I think, is vital, because a lot of people, their attention span, they're just like, okay. So making it fun, making it exciting, definitely keeping people's attention, catching responses. So.
And one of the things that I think he does very well, too, because I've actually heard of him before and seen some of his writing that he's done.
Okay.
Tact. is one of the things he works on very well about, you know, so much of today's day and age, people nowadays, they want the truth. They want to hear from people. But how are you going to word that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a way of dealing information to people. There's a way of telling people the truth. There's the harsh reality. Oh, my God, you look horrible in that. And then there's, are you sure you want to wear that today? Are you sure? There's a lot that could be done with tact. There's a lot that could be. And Scott's very good with that, as well as representing yourself and you know, how to sell yourself well and these kind of things.
Which I think you need. I think everyone needs to know how to be able to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. In any position, in any business, I think it's very important that you can be well received.
This particular coffee with the chamber going on Wednesday, October 25th from 8:30 to 9:30. Is this one that you have to register for?
Yes, you can register online at the chamber. So WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. You can also come in too, and we can help you if that's a struggle. I know we've had a lot of people that are interested, but they're like, well, I just don't know how to do it, or I don't have access. So definitely come down. We would love to help you. We want to make sure that people can be involved if they want to. So if there's certain, you know, things that are stopping you, please reach out. Please let us know. We'd love to help you. And that's sponsored by Ho-Chunk.
Oh, shout out to
Yakuza, so.
Shout out to our friends at Ho-Chunk.
Thank you.
And this is one that you could take in virtually or in person?
Yes. So once you register, you'll be sent the link so that you can then tune in. I know a couple of our chamber staff, they have to be upstairs, so they're going to be watching it virtually too. So
very cool.
Great
very
option.
Cool. Yeah, that's going to be a really good one. Scott's very good at what he does. Are we already moving on to November?
I know.
Oh my gosh. We were already going to November.
Scary.
It kind of is. It that makes sense since we're ending October. Scary October.
Yeah. I mean, before we finish October, I do want to give a shout out to our October Chamber Investor of the Month. That's Coldwell Banker Secret Realtors. So shout out to them, as well as our newest October new investor, Caribou Coffee. Signed up, and we're very excited. There's a lot of wonderful coffee places and options here in town, so we're excited to make sure that they have more of a voice with the chamber.
There's almost too many good ones. Like, it's very difficult. I don't think that these coffee shops understand how hard it is for me to decide which one do I go to, because
absolutely,
they're all good. I'm not even exaggerating. I'm not even, like, lying here.
You just have
here
to rotate.
Yeah, that's all you can do. It's
put
all,
it in your calendar.
That's literally what I have to do. Yes. It's where I have, okay, I went here Monday, I'm going here Wednesday, I'm going back kind of thing. Shout out to Caribou, and big shout out, of course, to our great friends at Coldwell Banker Secret Realtor. Great people over there. Join us every month with Let's Talk Real Estate. In fact, they're coming up in just a little bit here. How about that? Shout out to them. So now we're moving to November.
Yes, November. So we've got a couple wonderful things coming up right away. So we've got Rekindle. We are still looking for, obviously, parade floats as well as sponsors for Rekindle. That is November 22nd. So we are very excited for that parade. And then we are going to do the Santa visits after that at Mead. And then we're still working on our little tweaks for my ideas. I think we have some photo stuff that we're working on right now. So I'm just waiting on some responses for that. And then we've also got Nakusa Hometown Christmas, so I can keep the parades together, and still looking for sponsors as well as parade floats for that. And then
with those, let's stay on those, because I think both of those events are some of the bigger and more celebrated events in our area.
Yes.
But we also, the last time you were with us, Lacey, I had a listener call up and say they were new to the area.
Okay.
And they had not heard of some of these events. So just, if you don't mind, just taking a second to kind of dive into them a little bit to let people know what these are and why they're so exciting and why we celebrate them so much and why we want you businesses out there to be sponsoring with these events.
Yes. So Rekindle the Spirit Parade, that is kind of kicking off the Christmas holiday season. It is on its 16th year.
I was looking
through and did some research. And then that is the day before Thanksgiving. So we are very excited to have that right downtown. We're going to start at the YMCA, which obviously it's crazy we've been talking about all these places. But yeah, we're going to start there, and then we will end up at Mead. And then we'll give Santa and Mrs. Claus a little bit of time to beautify themselves. Then they will be doing Santa visits, and then following that activity, we are trying to set up the cookie decorating, some family photo op opportunities. We're hoping to get some lovely people that would volunteer to wear some elf costumes. I'm working on my chamber staff for that, and as well as my oldest daughter. And then we've got Nakusa, which that's they're going to be lighting their lovely Riverside lights, as well as we will have the parade, and then we will have fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to talk to the firework guy, and he was talking about how much better fireworks shows are when it's colder out, that the colors are more brilliant. And mm-hmm. I did not know a lot about fireworks, but oh my goodness, does he know his stuff.
I've heard that before. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, he actually was a teacher for 17 mm-hmm. years at cool. NACUSA. So and so he does and puts on our fireworks shows, and he's from Highland Fireworks, but he loves it. He is very passionate about how he does this display. He mm-hmm. spends months figuring out which color should follow which color, what shape. And I was like, oh my goodness, I did not realize, just because I've never been a part of that, just
yeah,
watching
you.
Them,
yeah.
How intricate each mm-hmm. thing is, how he sets it up and how, and all those things. So it was really, really great. And then obviously Heather is, yeah. Heather Sayers, she is part of the activities in NACUSA. So mm-hmm. there'll be lots of Santa visits, different activities in the month of December in NACUSA. So a lot of fun opportunities to
yeah.
get the family out and about. And then obviously going inside, because with it being colder, I know outside can sometimes be a challenge, but mm-hmm. getting the kids out of the house, getting some energy out,
mm-hmm.
and doing some fun activities as a family.
There's nothing that you can enjoy about this as a family, whether you're going there with friends or you're going there with family members.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to enjoy these events. And to businesses out there, especially to new businesses out there, this is one of the greatest PR moves you can do.
Yes.
Like, being a part of these events, not only do you get to put a parade together, you know, float together, whatever, and being a part of that, that's always fun. People
mm-hmm.
enjoy those kind of things. But the advertising that your business gets from something like this, you know that almost, if not the entire town, the majority of the town is there to watch these events.
Absolutely.
Whether it's in NACUSA or Rapids. And of course, you have a lot of people from both areas mm-hmm. Coming to these events. It's an opportunity for you to get your name out there without having to really try to get your name out there.
Yes. And then, I mean, we're wrapping presents with sponsors. So the brand awareness, even if they don't realize that they're seeing your, you know, seeing your logo, they're waiting in line, they're standing there, they're looking at it. So it's a great way to just subtly, you know, be in the back of their mind thinking about it. So yeah, we're very excited. I love Christmas. I love
yeah.
holidays. So I'm excited to, I mean, even if you don't have kids and you want to just be social and get out and participate in some of these things, or it's a first date,
mm-hmm.
I think it's a great way to be active in your community and just be part of things.
I know nothing about first dates, but
no.
That's a great idea. just dating in general is a gray area to me. But what I like about what you said right there, Lacey, is so much of the idea that if I'm a business and I'm a part of this, not only am I putting back into my community, because that's what the chamber does.
Absolutely.
And knowing that I'm doing that, but I'm also, I'm advertising without advertising.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's some of the greatest advertising you can do, and especially going forward in society. People like that. They don't necessarily always want to be barraged by things. Sometimes they like just coming across something, and out
yes.
of the corner of their eye, or they catch something. It's a difficult game to advertise in this day and age.
Mm-hmm.
But the opportunities like this, pretty easy, pretty
yes.
simple. You're a part of something like this, I almost guarantee it's going to help your sales. It's going to help your business.
Yeah, and there's different sponsor. So I know sometimes people are worried, oh, it's, you know, it's hard to invest in this a certain amount. But there is different opportunities. There's different price points. So if you know, especially with it being the end of the year, sometimes you're like, oh, I have to, you know, I got to use this funding by the end of the year. And with, you know, that's a great way to get a little bang for your buck.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're getting it back. And then also it's staying local.
Yeah.
You're not donating to, you know, things that are states away. It's staying here.
Well,
it's being a part of this. And you're, you know, who doesn't want to be a part of something?
Yeah, yeah.
I think that we all want to feel like we're a part of something. So I think that's important.
Very well said. Where do you want to go next?
Let's go.
Mm.
We've got so much stuff going
we
on.
We do have a lot to cover.
It's definitely a busy couple months. So we've got Women in Business Luncheon.
Oh, good. I was hoping you were talking
we've
about
been call- we were at the office. We've been calling it WIB. I don't know why we've been calling it. It sounds weird, and it's not even like it's long.
I like that.
But yeah, so the discussion topic is Grit and Grace, A Woman's Place, which I just love that.
That's good.
So our keynote speaker is Tiffany Wharton. She's Mrs. Wisconsin, U.S. 2023.
Hmm.
She's also, she's involved in a lot of things. She's married to a veteran. She has two nonprofit businesses within the chamber. She's got Wandering Games, mm-hmm. which we've talked about. And then mm-hmm. she also has another business where she's working on the epidemic with drugs and yeah. things going on. So she knows the things that we need to work on, you know, the drug crisis, as well as keeping kids on the straight and narrow. So, you know, gaming and things that where you can get involved with your kids, spend time with them. And she's wonderful. And we're very excited to have her. She's been yeah. very involved with the chamber since she signed up. So we love it when a business is putting in just as much as we are. Mm-hmm. And we've been trying to get a lot of things with her. We were trying to get her at a couple different events. But we're really excited to have her speak and obviously talk about what she's, you know, what she's faced, experienced, things in the, you know, with women. And I think it's great to listen.
It's quite a get to have her as a speaker
yes.
and to bring her in. I think that first and foremost, this should be noted and nicely done. That's very cool. There's something about her too, that I really admire and I appreciate. And actually it was my mom that brought it to my attention. My mother is always going to be a hippie feminist. I was raised by that. I knew about women's rights before my own. And one of the biggest things that she and my sister would talk quite a bit about is women supporting women and how important that is. That was in the 90s. Like now, it's almost vital. It's almost, I mean, it's more important than I know what I'm talking about as a man. I don't even know, but I know what I hear from them and from what they tell me, and they make it seem very important. Something like this is another opportunity of that, is something that she speaks to, along with some other things about helping our youth and certainly an incredible speaker. Very mm-hmm. good talker she is.
Yeah, we're very excited. I mean, she can kind of talk about a lot of different things because she's involved in so many different mm-hmm. things. I mean, from knowing the Army life, talking about, she has 4 children under the age of 10.
Yeah.
That is a full-time job in just itself.
Yes, absolutely.
On top of having, you know, being Miss Wisconsin, Mrs. Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of running 2, you know, nonprofit yeah. businesses and then making time to do this. And she's very involved. And I think that's great to have someone, because I think when you're well-rounded, you can touch more people, because mm-hmm. you can touch on things like, I mean, if you come from a certain, and you're straight there, I think it's harder for some people
yeah.
to relate.
Yeah.
I think if you're like, oh, okay, well, I know about this and this and this and this, people feel like you're talking to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though, you know, it could be hundreds of people and everyone mm-hmm. will take something different out of it.
Very
so I think
well.
It's great.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun one. And again, when are the dates of that, and do they people need to register?
Yes. So registration, it's going to be $35 per person if you are an investor, $45. And there's also we're going to keep doing this QR code. Mm-hmm. It's been working really great. That is going to be November 14th at Midstate as well. And then it's going to start at 11:15 to 11:30 is going to be registration. And then 11:30 to 1:30 will be the entire program. And then also just make sure that you register before November 7th.
Mm.
That's when we're cutting it off. So that is sponsored by Ho-Chunk, mm-hmm. Enbridge, and then Midstate. So very excited. Hopefully you guys can come check it out.
Yeah.
Trying to get as many, you know, women in there and mm-hmm. I think it's nice when you can hear someone who has been through the same thing you've been through.
Yeah.
It's definitely very motivational. Mm-hmm. And I think who doesn't need that in this yeah. day and age?
We are speaking with Lacey Ayling, Events and Engagement Director with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Usually like to wrap up with Investors of the Month and new yeah. investors and that. Is that where you want to go, Lacey, as our last couple of minutes here?
Well, we are very excited about our Investor of the Month with Coldwell, but I wanted to touch really quick on our Small Business Saturday.
Oh, okay.
We still have some space on that. It's kind of like a bingo card type thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to get more small businesses in there. So we really, really, really want you to be involved, participate. Obviously, Shop Local Small Business Saturday is a huge shopping day of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We want to keep people there. We definitely want everyone's participation. Maybe if you've done it in the past and you want to do a little bit something different, reach out. We'd love to hear your vision. We had a couple that were like, oh, well, you know, we kind of want to do something different, or our business mm-hmm. is kind of rebranding.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're changing a name, it's a great time to get it out there. It's only, you know, $35 plus the raffle prize. So I think that's even more affordable than a lot of things.
Oh,
and then,
yeah.
you know, you're going to get the exposure. People are going to be in your business. sometimes they, you know, people don't do things until they have things like this. So definitely reach out. That's going to be Holly. She is our office manager. If you want to register online, you absolutely can. There is links through our website, as well as if you want to come in, fill out an application. Definitely reach out, though. We want to be really, really full for this event. Mm-hmm. Preferably take more than 40. But please register.
And when you're doing this, too, not only are you helping your business, you're helping the businesses that you're working with, the other businesses that are a part of this.
Yes.
Rising tide raises all boats. And you're able to be a part of something where you're not only helping yourself, but your community.
Yes. And we love it when there's businesses that are close locally. So then they can go into one, walk out, go right into the next one, and kind of have like a little chain, which has been really fun with the Sip Shop Local. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited for the fall version. Obviously, it's getting to be the time of year we have to Christmas shop.
It really is. It's right around the corner. It's that time of year for sure. Lacey, always appreciate the time. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. If people have follow-up questions, they want to know more about some of what we talked about today, how can they reach you?
Definitely reach out. I am communications@wisconsinrapidschamber.com. You can also reach me. My direct line is 715-422-4859.
Again, Lacey, good to see you. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you. You too.
And be sure to follow the Chamber at their website, wisconsinrapidschamber.com, or follow them on social media. It's a great way to keep up on everything involving your chamber. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Members of the Buckley-Baldwin VFW Post 2534 will be at Culver's on 8th Street in Wisconsin Rapids tonight. They'll greet you at the door from 4 to 8 p.m. when Culver's will be donating 10% of all proceeds to support the programs and operations of the VFW Post. You can stop in, say hello, and help support your veterans of foreign wars. The first Donuts and Discussions is this week in the Wisconsin Rapids School District. All parents of students with disabilities are invited to attend on Friday, October 13th. The meeting will be at the district office on Friday morning from 9 to 10. The next Ruby's Food Pantry distribution is Saturday, October 21st, from 8 to 9:30 a.m. Come early and line up. This is a drive-through event only. Food bundles are $25 and approximately 70 pounds. The distribution will be at Pitch Elementary School. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with highs around 52. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 38 tonight. Overcast skies, mainly cloudy, tomorrow 58. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday and Friday. Mid-50s Thursday, low 50s by Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this October 10th, 2023. And it is time for part two, and it is time for Let's Talk Real Estate with our good friends at Coldwell Banker. We have Lindsay Scheider, Director of Business and Real Estate Professional, with us today. Lindsay, good morning. Good afternoon.
Hey, James. Good to be with you again this month.
Appreciate the time, as always. We love talking with you guys. How have things been going over there?
Things are going well. We have an interesting fall market. I'm excited to share with our listeners about what's been going on, and not only in the market, but also just things at Coldwell Banker as well.
I want to dive into that, but before we go too far, Lindsay, just want to ask, how have you been doing? How have you been adjusting to the position and everything? Things going well?
Things are going well. We are continuing to build our team of amazing real estate agents that can, you know, service all the way up to Stevens Point, of course, Wisconsin Rapids, town of Nakusa and Rome, all the way down to Adams Friendship, and really extending all the way through the Wisconsin Dells area. So we're excited for the strength that we have in numbers and our locations in Adams Friendship, Rome, and Wisconsin Rapids. So it's been great to work with all of our agents, bring on new talent, and we're just continuing to learn and grow. I mean, really this constantly changing industry and real estate market that we're having, we're working to stay ahead of it, and that really requires constant learning. And that's one of the things that we really focus on at Coldwell Banker.
Good to hear. We like to check in on our friends, make sure things are going good for you. Nice to know. Good to hear. And you are so right about this industry. Unlike very few, there are very few industries that are so ever-changing as the real estate industry, which is why it's so vital that you guys join us every month and our listeners get a chance to hear some of these great conversations and some of the insight that you all have. Speaking of that insight, where would you like to start?
Well, I wanted to share with our listeners just about some of the training and learning that we do at Coal Banker, I guess going off of what we were just talking about. I mean, we're constantly doing that at our sales meetings. We have extra training throughout the year and also conventions. We just had a large group of our agents just return from the state convention, the Wisconsin Realtors Association event. And we all have the most recent information, training, insights into the market, really to keep not only our agents, but customers, clients that we serve ahead of the game, right? That's our goal, is to just kind of be on the forefront of what's happening and be in the know. And we're just, you know, working to continue to provide that best customer service that we can each and every day.
And we appreciate that, Lindsay, and it shows with the work and the knowledge that you all have over there. But that learning, that doesn't just stop with the training or anything. You guys also work on learning your area, the Rapids, the Rome, the Adams areas, working on knowing those areas just as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one thing I'd love to talk about, if we have the time, is just some of the recent town reassessments that we're seeing in our communities. I thought this would be kind of the perfect time to maybe chat and share with our listeners some insight and understanding about the three different values that one house can have. Although, and it seems weird to think that, right? That there's three different numbers that can be associated with one property. And although there's a relation between those different values, they don't always perfectly align, which can be sometimes confusing to the consumer. So I would love to kind of talk more about that.
Yeah, let's dive into that.
Awesome. So the three different real estate values that we have are appraised value, assessed value, and market value. So the first one, appraised value, is the opinion of a qualified appraiser. It's always looking to the past. So you're going off of those sold homes that have happened in the market. And they're also very closely tied with the assessor's value to the different nuts and bolts of what a property really is. So the lot size, the number of bedrooms, the number of bathrooms, the square footage. Those things are really important when an appraiser is looking at the property.
And how much does that play into the next part of this?
Well, like I mentioned, they're related but kind of different. So the assessed value, the one that's changing for some of our neighbors, we have definitely some reassessments going on across our central corridor. So this assessed value is the dollar value assigned to a home for tax purposes, right? So if you're a current homeowner, you actually want this number to be low because that's going to potentially affect your property taxes. But it's going to take account the value of comparable properties, and then also some other factors. But in most cases, the assessed value is calculated as a percentage of the fair market value.
Okay, Lindsay, you understand that better than we do, don't you?
Well, and that was my hope, was to kind of bring some information to the general public about what that means. It's confusing, but once you really kind of are able to talk it through, I'm happy to answer questions if my description is confusing to you. I'm happy to clarify.
I think the description was good. I think it's still just one of those subjects where people get a little confused by some of the logistics of it and everything, and some of the lingo that's used.
I agree. Well, the last one to talk about is that market value. So this value is essentially what someone is willing to pay for a property at a given time in the market, you know, what's happening in the current housing industry. And it takes into account a ton of factors, supply, demand, the value of other homes, and even activity level of the season. So that's like the price that would be a potential asking price. And I've had a few customers and clients ask, well, I just got this new tax assessment. Does that mean that, you know, that our potential asking price would be different? And in short, it's not. It's not directly correlated. You know, another way to think about it is that if the values were directly correlated, that prior to reassessment, we would have had some issues, right? If these assessment values were dated and they weren't updated recently, they were not at all in line with what the current market was doing, which is, again, our market value, what properties were going for. And then, of course, we need those properties to appraise out if someone was getting financing for that purchase. And so we were seeing that we were actually really far from the assessed value or the tax value of homes in this, you know, crazy couple years that the market was on that steep increase of appreciation.
Lindsay, when it, one of the things that I admire a lot in life are the people like, you know, Neil deGrasse Tyson or the people that can take these complex situations and explain it to people like me, and I can get it. It's one of the things that made me love talking about JR and explaining. I learned more about real estate than I'll ever know from talking with him every month for years. And I notice it with you, too. You're very good at explaining things so even I can understand them. When it comes to these three things, and I walk in and I want to buy a home or I want to sell a home, how are you breaking these down so that I can get it?
Well, I mean, I will say that this conversation doesn't always come up unless there's questions. But the price that we would most likely be talking about if you were looking to buy or sell a home is the market value, right? It is a seller saying, hey, this is my asking price. This is what I would like to get for my home. And then you as the buyer is figuring out, you know, does that work for you? Does that make sense in what this market is holding? Is it priced too high? Is it priced too low? Which means that it probably is going to fly off the shelf if it's priced too low. But that conversation can be when a financed offer comes across the table, with a lender is always going to require an appraisal on the property. Mm-hmm. They are, you know, giving you money to purchase the home, right? So they want to make sure that in their eyes, their number, that lender number, which is the appraised value, that they, if worst comes to worst, someone were to default on that loan and not be able to pay it, that they would actually be able to get their investment back by reclaiming the property, and they would have the value in the property for what they lended out. They're looking to protect themselves in that way.
Yeah, yeah. And it's such a, with what we touched on early on, with this being an ever-changing market, understanding these three different values are key to either buying or selling your home.
Definitely, for sure. Yep.
Again, speaking with Lindsay Scheider, Director of Business and Development Real Estate Professional with Coldwell Banker. Lindsay, we're going to move on again to another topic I see.
Yeah, as real estate professionals, our clients, our colleagues, even casual acquaintances in our life, they're always looking to us for the latest information, the best advice about home purchases, sales, the market. And so I've just gathered together some local information about the market conditions for us to talk about. And I'd love to kind of dive into our three main markets of Wisconsin Rapids, Rome, and Adams Friendship about what's happening and what's available and the numbers associated.
Oh, it's a really good idea. I'm looking forward to this.
Awesome. Well, let's start with Wisconsin Rapids. Right now, we currently have 29 active listings in the greater Wisconsin Rapids area. An interesting thing to note is that 6 of those 29 have had recent price reductions. And me being in the industry and everything that we've experienced, you know, you have to chuckle a little bit because a price reduction, what's that?
Yeah, yeah.
we haven't been reducing prices in quite some time because the market was on such a rise. It was sellers were getting what they were asking for their properties and sometimes excessively over that. And so what we can glean from that is that some homes are sitting on the market longer. And we are seeing that the excessive bidding wars have subsided a little bit. With the caveat, depending on the type of property, there are some properties that still are low in inventory and creating high demand.
It's very interesting, though. The industry in itself just fascinates me. And I'm an outsider looking in at a lot of this. But that part of it has just been very interesting to me. I'm glad you got a chance to touch on that.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and this, the active inventory that we have with the 29 listings right now in Wisconsin Rapids is very similar to the number that we had available last month. So, you know, we're kind of, we're at a steady pace, which is interesting to see. We also have a lot of things going on. We have 53 properties in the greater Wisconsin Rapids area that are under contract. The average days on market is 38 days. So this is a little bit, like I just mentioned, this is a little bit longer than we have been experiencing. So we're seeing, okay, properties are, you know, sitting just a little bit longer. We're seeing some times where, ooh, we maybe missed the mark. Let's revise that that asking price just a little bit to maybe gain some more traction or more eyeballs on the property to get this sold for you, Mr. Seller. And so it's interesting kind of see that happening.
The average sold price is year to date has changed a little bit too, it looks like.
It has, yeah. So in Wisconsin Rapids, year to date is just under $200,000 at we're at $195,000, which that has been steadily, slowly on the appreciation. And we still have over 100%, 101% for list to sales price ratio, meaning that we're still seeing sellers being able to sell at or slightly above their asking price. So that's wonderful to see that we're still seeing that strong market happening.
And again, a layman here looking at this, but it almost feels like where the market is right now, it's pretty good for buyers and sellers. Like there's some advantages for both parties here.
Absolutely. There's opportunity for both. It's still a great time to sell because those prices are up. They haven't dropped. They are still on the increase. We're not seeing the really steep hill that we were seeing on those values increasing, but we're still seeing a slight increase in value. And then also for buyers, to the point of even some price reductions, we're seeing some sellers maybe having to be brought down to reality of what the property may be worth and some opportunity there for buyers as well. Just even having a little bit more time on market allows those buyers to maybe consider, you know, see this house and on Tuesday and see another house on Thursday, but still be able to go back and maybe have a conversation and write an offer on that property on Tuesday. That wasn't always the case in our market in the past couple of years. It was like, if you don't write now, you might not have an opportunity to be a part of that.
Yeah. We move on to the Rome area.
Yeah. So in Rome, we have 15 active listings. And then just being consistent with the information that I'm sharing across the markets, we have three of those with recent price reduction. So it's not a pocket of Wisconsin Rapids that is seeing that. We are also seeing it in Rome as well as Adams, which we'll get to. Six properties with an accepted offer. You know, these numbers, obviously, Rome is a very small pocket of homes. So, of course, the numbers vary just because of the actual, you know, acreage or size of the town. And then the inventory too is a little bit tighter in Rome. But our average days on market is 42 days. And then our average sold price in the town of Rome year to date is $381,000. So that has consistently increased just like Wisconsin Rapids. And we're still getting at or slightly above a list price, which is 101 list to sales price ratio.
Seeing some consistency in the market, even with the change in zip codes.
Yes, Absolutely. Hmm. Absolutely. Yep. You're seeing what I'm seeing.
Yeah. And is that trend going to continue into Adams here?
It does. It does. Hmm. So we have 15 active listings in the Adams Friendship area, three with price reductions. So meaning that we're sitting, we need to maybe adjust that price to increase interest and exposure. And then we have 15 properties with an accepted offer. As we go through the communities, the days on market kind of increase a little bit. We have 83 days on average for our days on market in the Adams Friendship area. So they're sitting a little bit longer than Rome and Rapids in general. And then our average sold price year to date is just over $207,000. And they are selling just below asking at 98%. So on average, they're, you know, still very close to that asking price, but just below. We're continuing. Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say we're just continuing to see appreciation across really that whole central corridor of the state with all of the communities as
yeah.
well.
I really wanted to touch on that. I find that really encouraging. That's a very encouraging thing going into the different seasons here and how much that can affect things. That's interesting.
Yeah, the fall market definitely has been interesting. You know, it feels like the market is stabilizing with prices and demand. Like I mentioned, we're not having as many excessive bidding wars. We're seeing some properties having to do the price reduction. So we're seeing just not as much competitive nature in our market. Some of that can be from the interest rates, of course, have been up a little bit. But with overall, we're just stabilizing a little bit. And like I said before, there are still some types of properties that are in high demand and are going quickly and for top dollar. So I don't want people to think that, you know, completely take your foot off the gas. You know, as a buyer entering the market, they really should be working with their real estate professional and their lender to get any financing details in order, just making sure they're ready to take action on a property that they wish to purchase. You know, our agents would love to offer their expert guidance to help any customer or client take those next steps in the journey of home ownership, for sure.
You know, one of the things we always like to mention is if you are somebody in that position, reach out to Lindsay, reach out to her team. It can't hurt to talk. It can't hurt to find out what you guys can, you know, offer, what you guys can share insight-wise to be able to help really make this sale. I think that in this day and age, and you and I have talked about this before, Lindsay, a little bit already, that we have a lot of people, the DIY generations, the DIY time, you know, look it up on YouTube and I can make my own porch. I can make my own table, you know, and that kind of thing. And a lot of that is great. We encourage people to, you know, do some of these creative, fun things. There's that, and then there's a real estate agent. That's a whole different ball game, everybody. Lindsay and her team, as you know from our conversations, including this one, this is an ever-changing market. And even when you're in the industry, you have to work to keep up on that information, let alone somebody who is just, you know what, I want to sell my house, and I'm going to go ahead and try and do it. There's so many layers to this conversation, to this particular topic.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up, James. I mean, I think to your point, knowing the market as well as that we do at Coldwell Banker, we live and breathe it every day. We're talking about it every day. We're experiencing it every day alongside our customers and clients. So we are definitely in the know about what's happening and how to be ready to, you know, attack the market and help our customers the best way that we can. In addition to that, if you're looking to sell, you know, not only are we talking about pricing it right for what the market conditions allow for to, you know, potentially get the most that bang for your buck or the most money out of your property, but at Coldwell Banker, we also offer full service marketing plans. So our goal is to make sure that we maximize the number of eyeballs that are seeing your property, whether it's online, print advertising, you know, even here in the radio, right? Like making sure that we are using all of those platforms to get the word out about your property. The more people that see about it, know about it, inquire about it, and hopefully come to see the property in person can only increase the chances that you can get what you're asking for as far as asking price. So that would be our goal for sure.
Look, if you're looking for, if you have an audition coming up and you're not sure what monologue to do, I can help you with that. But if you're trying to sell your house or buy a house or something, I'm not the guy. You've got to go to people that know what they're talking about. This, it's more and more important, I think, going forward that we start doing that more again. I don't know why we got away from it so much, you know, where everybody thinks they're a doctor or some of these things. Now, if you're trying to sell or buy a house, go to real estate people. And if I can add just one other thing to everything you've mentioned today, Lindsay, the team of Coldwell Banker, they're it's not just that they're the smartest in the industry, that they know the best, that they have the best integrity in the industry, that this community has seen that, they've earned that. And you're in an industry that you are made on your name and your reputation. And if they were, did not have a good name or reputation, they wouldn't be around, period. Not to be blunt, but you guys wouldn't be. But it's also something that has always been noteworthy to me, going from every person we've talked to from that your great team over there. These are locals. These are people that are living, they're helping you find homes, oftentimes in zip codes that they live in or near them or something. They're looking to help you out because they're looking to make new neighbors. They're looking to help with their community. They're a part of the community. So you're not just working with an industry that is top notch and knows what they're doing. You're working with locals.
No, that's an amazing point for sure. We live, we play, we work all in the same communities. You know, the people that that are our customers, our clients, are also friends and acquaintances from, you know, whatever you're interested in. Or, you know, for instance, my kid loves soccer. So, you know, part of the soccer team, all of that goes into account of that. We want you to, you know, get the best deal, what's best for your family. How can we, it really is an avenue of just the best customer service that we can provide to you. And our goal is to make customers really for a lifetime, that people look back on the experience working with our agents to say, wow, like sometimes buying and selling a house is stressful, but they made it as easy as they could. And if I do that again, I definitely want to work with that team again. And that is something that we talk about all the time.
Lindsay Scheider, Director of Business and Real Estate Professional with Coldwell Banker. Lindsay, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate you. If people want to have follow-up questions, they want to know more about some of what we talked about today, how can they reach you?
So the number at Coldwell Banker Stewart Realtors in Wisconsin Rapids is 715-424-4800. Just a reminder that we do have locations in the town of Rome and in Adams Friendship. And if you're looking to sell, please don't hesitate to call. We would love to come visit your property and assist with a free market analysis to find out what your home is worth in this current ever-changing market. Thanks so much for having me, James.
It's always good talking to you. We'll talk again next month. You take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
And we'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The U.S. confirms 14 Americans have been killed by Hamas in Israel, and as many as 20 Americans may still be held hostage. CBS's Stacey Lynn is in Washington, where President Biden condemned the attacks.
This was an act of sheer evil. More than 1,000 civilians slaughtered. Not just killed, slaughtered.
He reiterated the U.S. stands with Israel.
There's no justification for terrorism. There's no excuse.
The president's vowed more support. CBS's Major Garrett.
The president made clear he will move whatever U.S. assets militarily make sense to reinforce the Israelis as they continue this war. He also talked, the president did, about asking Congress for assistance. But Congress is disorganized. The House of Representatives isn't even functioning right now.
The House can't help until it elects a new speaker. Till then, American citizens living in Israel are frantic.
We are looking for our son. We have to find our son. We don't know how to continue to breathe.
This as Israeli warplanes hammer the Gaza Strip. CBS's Haley Ott is in Tel Aviv.
Gaza is one of the most densely populated places in the world. There are over 2 million people there.
And already over 800 homes, we're hearing, have been destroyed, thousands more damaged sort of beyond being usable. And this blockade, of course, which is restricting power, gas, food and water from entering the Gaza Strip, that affects everybody who's there. The UN has raised humanitarian concerns over that.
The war has now claimed at least 1,900 lives on both sides. Federal prosecutors are urging the judge overseeing former President Trump's election interference case in Washington to take action to protect the privacy and identity of potential jurors. They say Trump could use social media as a weapon of intimidation in his court proceedings. Trump's attorneys aren't commenting. A Wall Street Journal reporter will have to stay in jail in Russia a little longer.
Evan Gershkovich stood inside a glass booth in the Moscow courtroom, swaying gently from side to side as he heard the judge reject the appeal of his detention on spy charges and order him held until November 30th. The 31-year-old, the Wall Street Journal, and the U.S. government have all strongly denied the allegations, and Russia hasn't provided public evidence to support its accusation. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
The Powerball jackpot up to $1.73 billion now, and remember, sharing is caring.
Take what you want of it and give the rest away. Just make sure you're set, but no one should ever have that much money. If you do get that much money, you should, you know, should share it.
The next drawing is tomorrow night. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview.